This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What are your thoughts on the not having to be able, you don't have to take your shoes off anymore when going through TSA?
Oh, I think it's a great, it just saves on time. With the new technology that they have now, it's kind of counterproductive to be taking the shoes off, so it's easier to just, keep them on and go through the new technology that they have, and everybody can get through security a lot faster.
How much will that help people that have kids, or maybe it might be harder to take shoes on and off? Like, how much easier do you think that'll be for especially parents when kids maybe don't know how to tie their shoes?
Well, yeah, obviously it's always stressful for a parent when traveling with children, right? The less that they have to worry about, then the easier it is for the parent, less stressful. Also for the kids too. They don't really know what's going on. Sometimes, when they take their shoes off, they think it's time to play and everything else. And so, it's nice that they don't have to deal with that. And then, like I said, just make it easier to get on through and make everybody's life less stressful.
How much does that change people's their footwear that they will put on when going to an airport, where they might have something that's like a slip-on? Now they can wear something that's maybe more comfortable because they might be at the airport for a while.
Yeah, I mean, obviously everybody has, maybe certain medical conditions, that with as far as their feet go, orthopedics. It's. Once again, it helps them out. Most people put on the Skechers or the flip flops, stuff like that, prior to this. But now that they don't have to do that, whatever makes them comfortable, sometimes if it's a nice shoe, comfortable shoe, so be it. Knowing that they can lace it up and not have to take them off, then good for them.
Now, so the new security changes that's going to be coming, to Buffalo, at least not right now, is people don't have to take off their shoes when going through TSA. How, especially because I see you have a young child with you. How do you think that's going to help out with you, and how do you feel about that?
Yeah, that's definitely one of my pet peeves, is always having to take off shoes and belts and stuff like that. It just really slows up the process, in my opinion. So if they could come up with a better way of scanning, us without having to take that off, that'd be really big, especially when in major airports. That's where I always hate having to do the security for the most part.
Do you think you'll see more of faster with TSA? People be able to get out of TSA a lot quicker?
I think so, because usually they get you through the machines and everything, but then there's a huge backlog of people trying to put everything back on. There's not a lot of places to get your shoes back on, put your belts back on, grab all your luggage. I think it really would help.
How much will it help with parents that have children with them, because they're obviously. Some kids might not know how to tie their shoes. Right. Like, how much do you think that'll help them?
Yeah, definitely that would, you know, improve it, you know, especially, you know, because we're trying to take care of ourselves, plus hold our kids, plus grab all our luggage. That's, you know, just one more hassle for, you know, doing security.
So there's a new policy that's going on with TSA that now passengers will no longer be required to remove their shoes when going through TSA. How do you feel about that, first hearing it, I guess?
I think it's good. They let me start doing that 3 years ago at age 75, so I think it's good unless we have a find a problem.
Do you think that this will be able to help people move faster going through TSA?
Definitely, yeah. But some people, it's hard to get their shoes back on. So I think it's a good thing, you know, as long as there's no problems from it.
And lastly, just I want to know, do you think more people will start wanting to wear just like, you know, regular sneakers rather than like maybe wearing flip-flops or something that's like easy to take on and off?
Yeah, I wear slip-ons, Skechers, slip-ons, and they're great. So, yeah, I would imagine whatever's comfortable, flip-flops don't seem like a easy way to get around, easy to trip.
I want to know, what are your thoughts on now for when you go through TSA, you're not required to take off your shoes? How do you feel about that, and do you think that it's going to make it easier for you when you travel?
It'll definitely make it easier. And in Australia, where we're from, we've been doing that for a while. As long as, you know, they can scan it reliably, it'll be, hopefully it makes things a lot faster.
So if I'm hearing this right, they do that when you're traveling in Australia. You don't take your shoes off.
No.
How much faster does that make going through TSA and security for you?
Yeah, I think it's quite a bit faster. You know, speeds up the lines. Obviously, if it's big boots and things like that, they still take them off. But yeah, it's definitely faster.
How much will that make you decide, like, okay, I can pack these shoes like that are maybe like easier to slip on and off, than now I can wear like just regular old sneakers where it might take a little bit to, you know, tie and untie the shoes? How much will that affect into what you're packing for your travel?
Yeah, I think there's a bit of an impact. So, yeah, it affects how we think and how we pack. Yeah, especially if you know there's already a certain, if they put out some communications around what you can wear shoe-wise, then, yeah, it definitely makes it packing easier as well.
How much of an impact will it be for parents that have children that might not know how to tie shoes? How much will that help them out?
Oh, obviously it'll be almost life-changing, but yeah, it'll definitely have some happy parents out there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.